and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. It's a little bit cold in the studio today, so I decided to wear a sweater and a jacket. Also, something about red is going to be spoken about today, so I feel I'm matching. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about? For the second or third time, I believe.
Second time. The second time here. I love it. That's why. I just love these comfy chairs. I'm Kathy Steves, Executive Director of the United Way, Fort McMurray and Wood Buffalo. And I have been in Fort McMurray now for 11 glorious years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I love it here.
Okay.
This is our home, and we're not going anywhere.
There you go. I love it.
Yeah.
So what's going on? It's the Christmas season. This morning, in your message, there was something about trees, and I'm like, I don't know. So fill me in. What's going on with the United Way in the December month?
Lots of fun things going on. First of all, we wrapped up our annual campaign. The actual total raise is going to be released very soon, but I can tell you we're around the $3 million mark.
Oh, fantastic.
So that was really good.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And today we're giving out, well, we're not giving out, but we're distributing Christmas trees at Abraham's Landing. You can pre-order them, or you can just go and pick one up. I think we have 80 trees to sell.
Okay.
And they're freshly cut. They're all being donated by Syncrude.
Right.
So big shout out to them for this generous opportunity for us to share the Christmas spirit while doing a good thing for our community.
Right. So this episode, we're filming this so everybody knows. Today is December the 9th. So you're not seeing this on December 9th. You're seeing this next week. Do you think they're going to have trees next week still available?
They're
all going to be gone.
Darn it. So if you didn't get yours.
Next year.
Okay.
Hey, but you can write in when you see this episode and you can say like, hey, I got my tree.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Freshly cut.
So where do they get the trees from?
From Syncrude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're making a bigger paddock area for the buffalo herd.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So the buffalo herd is growing, which is a really good thing.
Yeah.
And so they had to remove these trees anyway. So rather than destroy them, they thought we may as well
put
them to a good cause and celebrate Christmas and the United Way and all great things in our community. Yeah.
That's a crazy reclamation project. Yeah. I remember when I was in, I want to say junior high, when Syncrude announced that they were going to be reclaiming this land based on, because it used to be where they're, tar sand, not tar sands. What do they have there? What are their ponds called?
Mine.
Tailings ponds.
Yeah.
And they were going to be reclaiming it. And you're thinking like, how the heck are you going to do that? And then it said, not only are we going to be reclaiming it, we're going to be putting like buffalo there.
Yeah.
Bison is what they call them.
I'll tell you what. I've lived here my whole life with that program going on.
Yeah.
Never once seen those buffaloes.
Really? Dude.
I've been out there, bro.
Oh, man.
I've been out there.
So I don't,
like four times. And every time the buffalo just aren't there. And I'm like, are these things even exist?
They
like,
do.
Seems like a rumor.
They do.
So I had a job at Syncrude. I was a summer student.
Yeah.
When I was 19 or 20. And I used to go check out the buffalo on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So I can say I have seen them. It's not an urban legend.
People
they are
have
out there.
Seen them.
Yeah. So that's great. So now
I
you got the trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they have to be there because I've seen the big ass pen that's there for them.
That's right.
Some gotta live here, but
that's right. Yeah.
Like, and then it's like winter, and like my friend's like, maybe they're cold. I'm like, they're buffalo.
Yeah.
Like where? Like, and apparently they have like a place to go. Like they have like a shed or something,
or
a barn or something. Like they're
they're
taken care of by like a team of people.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, there's a whole like.
I thought they were just wild.
No, they have like Syncrude has like a whole committee directed just for those buffalo.
Cool.
like cool. to make sure yeah. that they're healthy, safe, fed, medicated, not killing each other, like that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And like I know people who work for that committee or who have. And it's like, okay, where's the buffalo?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the herd is growing, which That's is awesome. Really good news.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So, okay, you have the Christmas trees. What
Christmas
else you got
trees. So in February, February 14th is our next big event. So hopefully February 14th rings a bell for you because it's Valentine's
Day. Yeah, I was just going to say. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And if you want to do something special for your significant other,
yeah,
buy a ticket to our Local Love Valentine's Day event. It's going to be at Shell Place.
Okay.
And it's going to be a very romantic and fun, very lovey event celebrating the love of our community.
Okay.
And it's going to be a big fundraiser for us, which actually kicks off next year's campaign, the 2023 annual campaign.
Okay, that's a nice idea.
Yeah, and it brings some awareness to what we do, how we do it, and just celebrates how much we all love each other.
Okay, here. So do you know a lot? Can I ask you questions about it, or are you still in the planning stage of it?
Well, it depends. What's the question? What do you got? Is it a math question? Because
I'm not answering any math questions. Do I sit at a table with my significant other, or is it a group thing?
No, you can sit at a table with your significant
other. Okay, that's nice.
And
live music, DJ?
Live music.
Okay. Yeah. I like to be surprised, so I don't want to know who the artist is yet. Okay, and is there food and beverage?
Food and beverage will be provided with your the purchase of your ticket. And there'll be some vendors there so you can buy your significant other a lovely jewelry item.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it'll be absolutely gorgeous.
Well, somebody can buy me jewelry because I like rings.
I love how you don't want to know the band, so the entire audience has to suffer.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
I don't know either yet at
this
point. So
I was reading her mind thing, like, don't ask me about the band.
That's not true at all.
Yeah. I just like surprises. So here's a little thing about me, how much I like surprises. Well, not big surprises, but for Christmas, I don't do any Christmas shopping for any of my family.
Really?
EK does all of the shopping.
EK.
My wife, Ethna Keegan. Ethna Pierre. Her maiden name was Keegan.
EP is not as good of a nickname.
No, I'm EP.
Yeah, it's not as good as of a nickname.
That's right.
Yeah.
So she's EK. So she gets the presents for everybody, and I don't know what she gets.
Yeah.
And so because at Christmas, I'm just like,
sweet.
What everybody get?
That's the classic dad move, I think.
No kidding.
When you have like the gift, that's always my favorite at my house because it'll be like, you know it's from dad because it'll just say from dad.
Yeah.
If it's from mom, it says from mom and dad.
That's right.
And then like you'll open the gift from mom and dad, and it'll be like, what you get?
That's right.
And you'll be like, you should know. Like, can you help out mom with all this? Like, your name's on it. And he's like, oh, yeah, I totally know what that
mom
is.
Mom has to do all the work.
That's right. That's okay.
EK does all the work. All the just give her the money.
That's right. Well, hey, she makes her own money too.
Nice.
Yeah. She's a modern lady.
She's a strong, independent woman.
That's
she should be.
So, but yeah, because as you get older, like I don't get gifts anymore because, well, I have everything I need.
Well, you've probably been naughty also. Yeah. Let's face it.
This is true. Not naughty enough to get coal, but you know, I'm not getting the gifts like I used to. So now I get to like look at everybody else who gets the gifts and I'm like, hey.
Okay.
This is exciting.
It is. It's fun to watch other people receive and the joy in their faces. And I really think Christmas is for kids, and you probably feel that at your house too.
Oh, yeah.
The look on their little faces when they come down the stairs and see what they've got under the tree, to me, is priceless.
Christmas morning is for kids.
And
Christmas evening is for adults with the food and the drinking and like that's all the adults.
That's right, the family.
Or if you're GP, a.k.a. Uncle Silky, a.k.a. G Prime. AKA my father. He is like a child. He loves Christmas.
Yeah.
And he's up at like 6, ready to go.
There's no, like, if you're not up by 8 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day, it's unacceptable.
I agree.
Yeah. I get up personally at 6:30, but anything later than 8, I'm like, what are you doing? You're wasting your day.
Exactly. Why would you waste a perfectly good Christmas morning
that? That's what I'm saying. You can sleep in any other day.
Yeah. Well, you guys should get on board with GP.
And so, I heard on the radio this morning, you know, Christmas is a time to be merry and most people like it. And then there's people that don't like it. You know, it's a time of sometimes lonely and it's very quiet.
That's right.
So we try to invite the orphans, the Christmas orphans come over to our house and we have a great time.
You're like the Rudolph old series. You invite all the, what's it called? Misfit toys on Misfit Island.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's
what
you should do.
So we get together and we have our Misfit party.
Yeah. I have a friend in Edmonton who has a big, huge, beautiful house and her husband every Thanksgiving just invite randoms.
That's
who
right.
are just like, hey, you're not from here. Your family's not here. You don't have any plans. Just come over. And they have like hundreds of people, like, I don't want to say hundreds, but at least 100 people show up to their house and like have Thanksgiving.
Love it.
And they just like, hey, listen, you might not be with your family, but you're with your friends.
Yes. And that's how we build Fort Mac family.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So what else is going on with United Way?
So we have our Go Red Friday that I brought you a shirt and one for Tanner as well. And every Friday we wear this shirt and it's a moment of awareness. Really, it's about raising those questions and talking about those issues that we sometimes want to ignore. So it's about unignorable issues, such as poverty, homelessness, abuse, addictions, all of the negative things in our community that we tend to brush under the carpet, but we really need to discuss.
Right.
So we wear these red shirts and we carry on our daily business on Fridays. And every time we go out, somebody's asking, hey, what's with the red shirts?
Right.
And we'll talk about it. And we'll say, United Way supports agencies that tackle these unignorable issues.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Very cool.
So we encourage, it doesn't have to be this red shirt, which, by the way, is $20.
Okay.
We have them in all the sizes at the Red Pole Center.
Okay.
Or if you just send us an email, which is found on our website, we'll be happy to send them to you. And if your office, all the staff at your office want to wear a red shirt, then we'll come with coffee and donuts, take your photo, put you on social media, and celebrate that you are part of a great community that actually cares.
There we go. Yeah. Hopefully Tim Horton Donuts. Not horrible Dunkin'. What did I have?
There's Dunkin' only
Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, my Lord. Get ready to look at a Dunkin' Donut review coming out in a few weeks.
We have a Dunkin' Donuts
here? No, we don't. I had one when I was in Tucson.
Oh.
Trust me. It wasn't.
Airport. Oh, yeah, no.
It wasn't a good review. Nope. But listen, I'm out of sync. We haven't filmed in the studio in a long time. So Tanner's been shaking his phone at me. And I'm like, why are you shaking your phone
Why are you shaking your phone, Tanner?
And it's because he has his questions ready for the Mac City Minute.
Okay.
But before we do the Mac City Minute, let's throw it to an ad from Carrie at Patchouli Rose, please.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Big shout out to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you for your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
No math questions, Tanner.
Yeah.
Never.
Okay, thank you.
You don't do math here.
You sure do not.
Question number one for you. What is one thing that gets you into the Christmas spirit?
Oh, I love holiday music. And Mitchell, my son, and I wait until December 1st to put on the Christmas music, and we decorate the house. And this past year, I got an old record player from the Sweet Antiques store here in Fort McMurray.
Oh, we love it there.
We were just filming there yesterday.
Oh, gosh, I love it. And they're so kind and so helpful. And so we got this record player and some old Christmas records that are a little bit warped. And we play them. We're playing them in the house, and we're singing. And I don't sing very well, but it doesn't matter. It's all about getting into the Christmas spirit. And throughout the entire month of December, I will surf all radio stations until I find one that plays Christmas music, and then I get into it.
Okay, so before he gets into the next question, I need to recommend a Christmas album.
Okay.
It's a band called She and Him.
Okay.
And they have two. They have Volume 1 and Volume 2. Okay. Both are phenomenal.
Okay.
An actress, Zoe Deschanel, I think is how you say her last name. She's from the show
New Girl.
Oh. She's a beautiful singer.
Okay, I'll have
one of my favorite Christmas albums of all time.
Okay.
She and Him.
Good to know.
Next question.
Alrighty. Question number two. What is the best gift you can remember receiving on Christmas?
Oh, that's easy. Growing up, we didn't have a lot of money at our house in Winnipeg. And if we got a pair of homemade mitts or something, you know, and that was pretty cool. But my dad was into woodworking. And 1 year he made us all of our Christmas toys.
Okay.
He and my mom got together. So he made me a little stove out of wood with an oven door that opened. And I'm sure he must have painted it the night before. Like,
okay.
As Santa's workshop downstairs in the basement was in rapid production to make this happen for Christmas morning.
Yeah.
And it kind of, the door kind of stuck a little bit.
Oh, so okay. I
pull it open.
Oh, no.
And that smell of fresh paint comes out. And
oh,
forever I associate the smell of fresh paint with Christmas.
Oh, that's nice.
And so we'd go to the hardware store and the lady be mixing paint or, you know, whoever's doing paint.
That's right.
And I'd walk by and go, wow, it smells just like Christmas.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
So
I love
definitely
it.
Homemade gifts. And my grandma Steve's was also big into making dolls and toys. And so homemade was for me was really special.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Question number three. What is one Christmas tradition you have that you enjoy the most?
Christmas tradition we enjoy. It used to be Christmas caroling. Remember back in the good old days where you could go door to door and ring your neighbor's bell and then just spontaneously start singing with a group of people?
Yeah.
I miss that. I don't think we do that here in Fort McMurray. I haven't done that in quite a while, but that was my favorite one.
Most people ain't going out in minus 40 to sing at their neighbor's door.
That's right.
Silent night.
Although the winter, the Lips Christmases freezing. Here have been getting warmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still not warm enough to carol.
No.
Maybe that's why.
That's right.
Yeah. But I do miss that tradition.
Yeah.
Question number four. What is your favorite Christmas Day memory?
A favorite Christmas Day memory is the living room floor being covered in wrapping paper and the dog under the pile of wrapping paper chewing on something he's not supposed to be chewing on. And I remember we dug out and found him, and it's like, what do you have in your mouth?
Yeah.
That's that one part that you needed for the toy or something,
that's
you
right,
know?
That's right.
Yeah, the one you can't buy.
Yeah.
That's right. That one essential piece to make it all happen.
Dogs and babies. You got to keep your eyes on them on Christmas
Day. What the heck?
Yeah. What's in your mouth?
That's right.
And your final question. What do you think is the most underrated dish at Christmas dinner?
Ooh.
Okay. I'm going to tell you the one I hate is that turnip mush that my mom made.
Oh.
Sorry, Mom, if you're watching this. Turnip. Remember, Mom, you make that stuff with a turnip and you mash it all. Mash turnip?
Yeah. Okay. Do you throw carrots in it?
Yeah.
My mom does carrot and turnip.
Mm-mm.
That's delicious to me.
Yeah, no, that stuff is bomb. I don't know.
It's not underrated. It's overrated.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like baby food. I get it.
Yeah. There's something about that turnipy taste that I can't stand.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah. Underrated?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything. I love it so much, but that one turnip thing.
It's overrated.
And don't do Brussels sprouts at Christmas, people.
What?
Come on.
Okay, time. Okay.
Or ham. Like, you need a turkey.
Yeah, okay. Turkey is, yeah.
You
turkey.
Can have a ham.
Ham on the side.
Yeah, but you need a turkey.
But why you got to throw those fart bombs in there? Those Brussels sprouts.
Okay. All right.
Those
All
have
right.
been your five questions.
Okay, now I can get in. I was waiting for you to say, like, those have been your five questions so I could chime in. Every restaurant now is doing Brussels sprouts, and they're doing it so well.
Are they?
Yes, they're crushing it. So there are some really good restaurants. I haven't had them in Fort McMurray yet. Sorry, I haven't seen them around. But there's some really good restaurants in Edmonton that are crushing the Brussels sprout game.
That's so like really the cauliflower good. Stuff that's coming out.
There, Brussels sprouts, actually, there's, I think it's one or two specific, like, scientists are responsible for the reason that most people eat Brussels sprouts now, because in the 1990s, they started to genetically modify them to be less bitter.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, so like, Brussels sprouts have actually been genetically modified to be, like, a sweeter thing.
And there that's we why go. That's why you're seeing them more now.
Yeah. The resurgence of the Brussels sprout. Yeah. Dun,
dun. That's right. And my parents are immigrants, not from Canada. And so my Christmas meals don't look like your Christmas meals at all. They have some traditional North American dishes in there, but some of the randomness in a Guyanese Christmas table of food is out of this world.
What do you have?
Oh, there's some turkey.
Yeah, okay.
There's some chicken.
Okay.
There's some ham.
I feel like there's a lot of chicken.
Yeah. There's some Swedish meatballs. Yeah.
Got all your meats.
There's some, there's some, they call it black cake, which is just highly, it's kind of like rum.
Okay.
Rum infused cake, almost like a fruit cake.
Nice.
There is there's curry. Oh, nice. Yeah. There's also pepper pot. Pepper pot is my favorite. That's for me. Pepper pot is for anybody who's from the Caribbean or from Guyana. You know what pepper pot is. It's delicious. There's garlic pork. Yeah. It's all over the map.
Yeah.
It's all over the map. But my favorite thing is like when you talk to like other Guyanese people, it's the exact same. Randomness.
Interesting.
There's chow mein. Don't forget about the chow mein.
Really?
Yeah.
All your favorites. Everything. You love.
It's like
there.
It looks like it's a potluck.
Yeah.
But one person cooked all of it. Like it wasn't brought by anybody else.
Right.
It's completely random and delicious. And
trying to put that together must be quite a task.
Yeah. It's and like pepper pot takes weeks to make. Like, and it has to be made outside first. It's like, I'm not going to go into the description.
Do you remember during COVID, our local restaurants were putting together Christmas dinners?
Yes.
And you could just order how many plates you needed.
That's right. That was
awesome.
And
it just arrived.
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
However, I did miss the turkey leftovers.
Yeah. Oh, the leftovers are the best. And you can make like, what's it called? Leech pie? Have you ever made leech pie? Oh, it's so good. It's just like, you just get pie crust and you get all of the fixings that you haven't used.
Yeah.
Like turkey.
Throw them in.
And you just throw them in and
really?
It's just a pie. It's delicious.
Leech.
Leech. And like leech is a certain type of vegetable.
Okay.
That you put in there too.
But I thought it was like a black slug.
So did I actually until I saw Jamie Oliver cook it. And then I'm like, hey.
I'm in for that. Okay.
Yeah, anything Jamie Oliver does, I'm a big fan of Jamie Oliver.
Cool.
Yeah. So Tanner just tapped his watch, invisible watch. So that means we're all out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Just a plug that all proceeds to the United Way, please, everybody. This is a time of year. Well, it's a time for all of Alberta and all of Canada where things are hard for a lot of people. We're in the reverberations of COVID, the aftershocks, let's say, of COVID, where mental health and families are suffering, and you may personally be feeling that, or you certainly know somebody that has. These are people within arm's reach. Mm. And the agencies that we fund are on the battlefront of this mental health epidemic, this crisis right now.
Mm.
And we need to do something about it. These are our friends, our family members, our co-workers, our neighbors, the people that, you know, the lady that stands behind you in the grocery shopping line that lives and works here. And everybody needs a helping hand right now. And the United Way is poised to do that. We know where the greatest needs are. We know how to fund. We know how to make every dollar go the extra mile. So please, if you have an extra $5, please consider giving it to the United Way. So we can help people here grow and thrive and live a better life.
There you go. That's a good plug. More and more often.
I will.
It was too long of a gap since the time you got anything to promote or plug.
This Thank is you the place so to much. Do it.
Well, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Peace.